Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, coming at you today and with you with a wonderful show, wonderful topic, and powerful information that can change your life and ultimately be able to get you more freedom, more prosperity, and better quality of life today. As a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Make sure to download our free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. Download it while it's still there. Also, if you've got questions, you say, Chris, I would love to hear a show topic about blank. You know, let me know. Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. And also, if you say, Chris, I would love to know how I can make this applied more in my life. How can I really make this work? I have more money, but where's it all going? You know, or I'm making more money, but where's it all going? I have no clue. Or I feel like I have a lot of debt, or I feel like I could be doing better in my business, but it's just feeling like I'm hitting this plateau. I'm getting stuck and I own a job. I don't really own a business. If you've ever said any of those things, email me, chris@moneyripples.com, and ask for a free money leak evaluation. Ask for the free one to say, reference the podcast and say you heard it here. So today I want to talk about really the question that you hear people say all the time, or is even a statement as well as a question, which is, how do I invest in myself? You know, what does it really mean to invest in yourself? And we hear it all the time. People say you should invest in yourself. That's the number one investment. I believe that's 100% true. What I don't buy is what that really means in most people's minds. Because usually when you hear people tell you to invest in yourself, it usually means, hey, I'm selling you something, so you should buy my crap, right? You know, so they say invest in yourself, which really means like invest in some education or training, whatever it might be. That could very well be true. But I want to start to really dissect this a little bit and really like not only just what it means to invest in yourself, but what is the right investment for you to invest in yourself. So when it comes to investing in yourself, this is what it really has to come down to. This is your goal when it comes to investing in yourself. Your goal is, how do I show up as a better value creator in people's lives? That's really what investing in yourself is. Investing in yourself allows you to be a better value creator because dollars follow value. If you truly want to show up in a way that's able to see a rate of return on investing in yourself, it's got to show up in the way of how you're able to serve people. And this may not always equate to money. This might just be how you live your life. It could be investing in a relationship or in your marriage. It could be investing in your children. It could be a way to invest in yourself to show up better and be more physically fit or whatever it might be, or more spiritual connection with your higher being, whether it be God or whatever it might be. You know, all those things are investing in yourself. But the real question is what's going to be the most effective way for you to become a better value creator in your life and the lives of those around you? So, does that mean education and training? Yes, that's one way. You could definitely invest in education and training. And I have people do this all the time where they'll say, Chris, I really don't know where to put my money. I'm not sure what to do. Well, a great place to start is invest in something that will help you to know where to do that. That's why I teach people how to discover what that is, especially because it's different for everybody. Maybe you do know. Maybe you say, you know, I really want to invest more in my business. I want to do more there. It could be hiring people. You know, is it possible that hiring more people could be the best investment for you and a way to invest in yourself because you're now allowing yourself to be freed up of the things that, of the tasks that really are weighing you down, the things that you're not special, you're not a genius in, and you're hiring people that are in their genius, and that's a way to invest in yourself by investing in others. And that allows you to free up your time so you can start focusing more in your genius, and that allows everybody to prosper as well. Investing in yourself could be, as I mentioned, it could be investing in all different types of areas of your life. It could be investing in your physical health. Is it eating better foods? Is it exercising more? Is it able to get better sleep? That could be an investment in yourself that costs you nothing other than a few hours of your eyes being open, right? You know, so there could be things like that. It might just be where you're simply just investing in, you know, like I mentioned, your spiritual connection. How do you do that more? How are you investing more time into that? That could be a way to invest in yourself. And this is where I talk about doing a power hour every day. You know, we talked about that on previous episodes. How are you showing up there so you can be more awake, more alert, and a better value creator right from the get-go every single day? You know, this could be also investing in things where it allows you to develop business skills or business things that of that nature. It could allow you to be better in the personal development side and just being a better person or strengthening your relationships that you have. You know, all of these things are applicable. And when most people say, well, Chris, how do I invest myself? I get clients ask this all the time. Well, how do I do that? What does that really look like? Well, what do you want? So the best way for you to determine what to invest in now is, where are you going? What is your vision? And what are some of your shorter term goals? So I get a lot of people that will say, hey, Chris, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Okay, great. That sounds like a big vision. What about in the next 3 months? What are you going to do now? Like right now? What's your real goal? Well, you know, I think I really want to focus on improving my customer service. Okay, great. So what could you invest in that would allow you to improve your customer service? Is it another service you can leverage or a system? Is it somebody else's training? Is it something of that nature? Is it buying a product of sorts that allows you to do that? Is it, you know, helping you invest in buying a bunch of thank you cards and sending those out to people, and that's how you improve your customer service? Whatever it might be, that's what you do. You take one area and you focus on it. Don't try to improve everything at once, because it's not very likely it's going to happen. You want to usually focus. You can focus maybe on a few areas, but don't try to do six things at once, because it's really not effective. You know, so you know, maybe you want to do better with sales. Maybe you feel like that's where you're lacking. Is you've got this great service or product, but you're not sure how to deliver that. Okay, well, why don't you get some sales training? You know, it could be as simple as a book. It could be as simple as a seminar or whatever it might be. It could be one-on-one coaching. That could be where how you're investing yourself. You know, this could be something that shows up in business skill sets in general, right? It could be something of that nature. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, I've had some clients where one of the best investments they've had is they actually bought some equipment. You know, they bought something that allowed them to add a service or a product into their business. You know, so one client I had, they actually took the money from their water damage of their office. We were able to have them meet with somebody in our network that was able to get them to get an extra $25,000 from the insurance company because of the lost production and things like that. So that $25,000, they went and purchased a piece of equipment that allowed them to add another service in their business. Well, that equipment allowed them to add another $2,000 a month to the bottom line. That's huge, right? That could be a great way to do it. You know, I had another client where for them, you know, we wanted them to invest in their business. And so he actually would start up new offices. Great. Why don't you invest in that? It costs $30,000 or $40,000. And in a couple of years, you can make $250,000 from selling that to somebody else, doing all the hard legwork in the beginning, and then having a systematic business that he could turn around and sell. So that's another way to do it too. This could also be just developing extra skills. You know, even if you're an employee, because some people will say, well, I don't have a business, but I'm an employee. Great. How could you best show up there? Have you ever asked your manager or your boss, hey, what could I do that would merit me a raise? What kind of skills could I develop? What kind of things would make me more valuable to you and the company? And then let them answer. And they might say, you know what, we'd love to have you be better at, you know, putting in numbers on a spreadsheet, you know, doing Excel, who knows? You know, whatever it might be, it might be something such as, hey, I would like you to be able to develop your skills and how you're able to manage your team. Okay, great. Then let's focus on that. Maybe it's focusing on developing your leadership skills. All of these things are ways to invest in yourself, but it really comes down to what is it that you can do right now that will allow you to show up as a better value creator? Because if dollars follow value, we want to find out how you can better add value, solve problems, and serve people in a way that money will come back as a natural result. And so don't buy into the whole thing where people guilt you into saying, hey, you should buy my stuff because, hey, You need to invest in yourself. Well, of course you need to invest in yourself. That never ends. That's always there. The question is what do you have planned in the next 3 months? What is something you need to be doing? And where's that focus? Where do you need to develop those skills or need to develop that area of how you're going about creating value for people? Because whether it be your business yourself or business with a boss, all those things are the same. Find out what it is. Find that next step and always be thinking ahead, thinking about what you're really needing right now. What are those things that you have to have? Hey, I invite you to reach out to me if you say, man, money is a real big hang up for me. Like it actually frightens me to look at the numbers. And I know it's keeping me from being bigger, from being a better steward and allow my stewardship to increase. Hey, reach out to me and say, hey, Chris, is this something I should be looking at? You know, what should I be looking at right now? You know, those kind of things. So everything really, there's so many ways to invest in yourself. It's countless. The trick is, of course, is deciding where's your focus, especially in the short term, and then what's going to be the best matchup for that. Invest there. So that's how you invest in yourself. Again, it sometimes requires money and other times it doesn't. It requires time and energy. Whatever it is, invest in yourself, develop yourself, allow yourself to grow and become a better value creator every day. Because when you do that consistently, you don't want those things start to come in more consistently. If you start to be inconsistent in how you create value for people, you'll notice that your income is inconsistent. So show up consistently, show up powerfully, and show up boldly. This is Chris Miles here signing off this week. Go out and make it a great week. And again, focus on how you're going to best invest in yourself. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.